another Rambam Raivit. This Rambam Raivit is in Hilchos Yishus. It's Perek Chaf Aleph Halacha Tes. Fascinating. Rambam says like this: Ha'ishin sheshavre kelim be'esha oisam alach oisel. A woman broke kelim while she was working in the house. B'toich beisa. P'tur the halacha shisba. So a woman's working in the kitchen and she breaks one of the dishes. Believe it or not, it's a halach in Rambam. Is she chayev or is she potter? That's a shayel. Ha'ishin sheshavre kelim be'esha oisam alach oisel b'toich beisa. P'tur says the Rambam. Ve'enze min hadin. Really, it shouldn't be that way. And the reason is because really the nechasim belong to the husband, and this woman is a shayel, she's a this, she's a that, right? Something she is. And as a result, not so posh, she should be potter. But it's the way. You know why this is the way it is? Because if you're not going to say this, meaning you're going to say the woman all of a sudden is going to find herself in court and she's going to have to hire a lawyer to pay for this plate that she broke while she was washing dishes. Ain't shalom b'teich habayis lo'olam. This never going to be shalom b'teich in this house. Ela nimsis nizeres v'nimnas m'roi v'amalochos. She's going to end up not wanting to do anything. V'nimtzas k'tot b'nei'em, and it's going to cause fights. The bottom line is, says the Rambam, poshim yishom shalom b'teich godol ha'shalom r'ay sheshmish shenichta b'ktusha yimocha. This is another thing that we bypass the basic halachas of how you would treat this woman's as it relates to these dishes that she broke while she was washing them, based on the grace kind of shalom. Says the writer, Omer Avraham, Loi min Hashem uzeh. I disagree with what the Rambam said. Elo, it's pashut she's potter. You know why she's potter? Mikra adit. Mipnei shni shmira bebailin. Shehu sachar lo b'chol shah. Because he's working for her all times. And as a result, it's tach hashmira bebailin. And if it's a shmira bebailin, whichever shomer you want it to be, shayolav, asaychav, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's shmira bebailin. So if it's shmira bebailin, it's pashut that she's going to be potter. So the Rambam says that really she should be chayiv because she's a shomer. She just did something. Norvaz, mipnei hashol. Says the Rambam, I disagree with that. It's a shmira bebailin. So mitzad dinei shomer, mitzad perek hashoyel, there's no question that she's going to be potter. Says the Rava Magid, the Tam, Rabbeinu Avram Zal Enoy. I disagree with what the Ravid said. Lafi, it's Shah Isha, he's Shuri Imabal Bechosha. Aval Hu Enoy Sacher Ima, Ela Beshnoshem is Asak Bitzarche. I learned the Gemara. It was yesterday's daf, right? We all learned this Gemara together. I'm meaning the Magid Mishnah, but really, we all learned this Gemara. And the Gemara said clearly that when a husband and wife get married, there's a Bal of Imoy, but she is Imoy. Not the other way around. The Rav Magid says, the Medina Seinu, that's not the way it is. She is schur to him, he's not socher to her, and as a result, he says, I don't understand the Ravid saying that this is a balavimoy. Fukupta reinda a balavim. But this is the Rambam Ravid. Fake the Mishlon Melech, a kushi nefla, a kushi atzuma. He says, I don't understand what's going on over here. Zapasha don't understand this Ravid. The Ravid wants to say that if a woman, I'll show you, would go, and she would break one of the dishes, she'd be pot. Why would she be pot? Mi'ikradin, she's pot. Loi min Hashem uzeh. That's mi'ikradin. Why is it mi'ikradin? Because it's shmir b'bailam. The Rav Magid is not sure if it is shmir, but al shmir b'bailam, she should be pot. Feita Mishlon Melech, riboyna da alma kula. I don't understand. He refers to this question as hadover akosha. Like, as hadover akosha, yivin elai, Moshe Rabbeinu. This is a question you need from Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, I don't understand. I said, if a woman breaks dishes, she's pesheya. She's not Pesheya, she's an Adama Mazik. She's a Mazik. What's Pesheya? Pesheya is a kind of song with deer, fly null before now karai. Right? That's your classic Pesheya. You didn't lock the door. You left the animal out in the sun, and the sun is beaming, and it dehydrated, and it died. Okay, that's a Pesheya. With what? This is not Pesheya. She broke it. Now, she broke it by Oinus. About the Mood Oilon. Bein Shoygi, Bein Mazik, Bein Oinus, Bein Rotzen. So Freik the Mishul Melech, Shmir Bebailim, Shmir Bebailim, Freik the Mishul Melech passes when you're handling a Pshia. But this is not a Pshia. This is an Adam HaMazik. And being that this is an Adam HaMazik, Freik the Mishul Melech, I don't understand why we would view this as Pshia Bebailim. He says, it's Mamish Tzorech Yin Gadol. See, Fears Ois at the end, says the Mishul Melech, that you have to say, there's no Eitzah. You have to say that the Ravid they heard, that Adam HaMazik, Shaloi Bekavana, an Adam Hamazik Shaloi Bekavana, right? An Adam Hamazik Shaloi Bekavana is going to be viewed as a Pshia, klapi the halachas of Balavim. Meaning, just like there's a Musig of Pshia Bebailim that Balavimoy is going to be Potter, so too there's a Musig, there's an idea that a Mazik Shaloi Bekavana is treated like a Pshia. He says, I don't know why, but Dosh Deita. Dosh Deita. Avad it's Adam Hamazik. No question, it's Adam Hamazik. And if it's Adam Hamazik, can move in this the way it should be treated. But Afal Pikein Zok there, as always. Now let's just take in the Kashin Mishmach. What's bothering the Mishmach so badly? Right? Why is he mutching so much over here? What's bothering him? What's bothering him is, he's saying, I understand there's a parish of Balavimoy, but Balavimoy just patters you from what? It patters you from Pshia, right? It patters you from the halachas in the parish of Shomer. It patters you from the halachas of the parish of Shomer. But if I'm an Adam Amazik, so this is not out the parish of Shomer. This is out what? This is out the halach of Makedem Yishamena. This is Mava. This is Adam Amazik. Heichen Motzinu veheichen Roinu, that Balavimoy should be a Ptur in that. Balavimoy, that it should be a Ptur in Pshia, that we understand. That's one of the halachas of the Shomer. And according to one side in the Gemara, it's true, even if you're a Pesheya. But in the parish of Adam Amazik, that it should be Chayev. Now, the Emma says, this has a little bit to do with the Rei that we spoke at earlier. Because if you're going to tell me that every Pesheya is really considered an Adam Amazik, and still you see that you're Potter, so it's Mefurish, that the Halacha Balavimoy patters you even from Pshia. But the Emma says, Reb Chaim said all that right in the Rambam, not in the Ravid. The Ravid was Cholik B'Yisoyris, tells the Rambam, he says, no way, a Pesheya is not considered a Mazik. So a Pesheya is really not that. And besides, Reb Chaim said the whole Yisoyra of Balavimoy, why you're Potter, is because we don't view you as being a Shomer B'Chas. If we don't view you as being a Shomer, that's why you're Potter from Pshia. You're Potter from Pshia because we said Pshia is only a problem before you're a Shomer. But if you're not a Shomer, then you're being Pesheya B'Davarach. So you have to tie this Rambam Ravid with that Ravid. Rambam Ravid, Tein L'chachem V'yechkemoy. But Al-Kupanim, this is what the Ravid says. The Ravid says an unbelievable chiddush. He says that just like you find Balavimoy, when it comes to Pshia, so too does Balavimoy if somebody's Mazik Shaloi B'Kavana. As Adover Akasha says, the Mishlam Melech on this, it's a Tmir Gedoyla. I don't know how you can give Zechanetz with such a halacha. But Al-Kupanim does state that a Mazik Shaloi B'Kavana, not B'Kavana, no way B'Kavana, says the Mishlam Melech. That much already, Tafasta Meruba, Loi Tafasta. But a Mazik Shaloi B'Kavana is going to be treated like a Pesheya, clapping the halachas of Balavimai, and therefore, if it's Balavimai, your Mazik Shaloi B'Kavana, you're going to be part. He says, I don't know why, because to me, a Mazik Shaloi B'Kavana is an Adam Amazik. Either way, this is the Ravid, and this is the Havana of the Ravid and Mishlam Melech, which again is awesome. He acknowledges that what I'm saying is very, very awesome. He's just saying like a brisket. Dosh state Ravid. What's Pshat Ravid? Dosh state Ravid. So I'll tell you two beautiful kashas that are going to go to Ritzchachon inspectors. And Shail Shuvas Ber Yitzchak is Chayshim Mishvat Simendal asked on this. Two bullet point kashas, and we're going to end. The first kash he asked is his mamish fire. He asks, we know, the beginning of Bava Kama, above is Nezikin, says the Gemara, Ovis Bechal Deke told us. Told us, saying, Ki Yoitzeben, Oy Lav Ki Yoitzeben. So the Gemara says, Yeshman Ki Yoitzeben, Yeshman, that are Lav Ki Yoitzeben. That's the first sugi in Bava Kama. The Gemara says, okay, when is told saying Ki Yoitzeben, and when is told saying Lav Ki Yoitzeben? The Gemara starts working through it. Sure, this, that, right, Karen, chain, regular. The Gemara starts going through each one individually, and each one the Gemara keeps on coming back. I don't know, to me it sounds like Maishma of Maishma told, it sounds like it's one and the same. So the Gemara comes up to Adam, or Mava. So the Gemara says like this, Mava. Maybe the told of Mava is Lav Ki Yoitzvam. So the Gemara says like this, what is Mava? According to Shmuel, it's Shane. According to Rav, it's Adam. So the Gemara says like this, Ila Rav, the Amma Mava is Adam. According to Rav, that holds Mava is Adam. My obvious, my told is this way. What's an Ava, what's a told? You'll tell me, I know what it is. Av is Neya. Av is when a person is Mazik when he's awake. He's mazik b'kavana. Tolda is yashe. Tolda is when he was mazik, when he was sleeping. But says the Gemara, Tolda is saying kiyotzeben. Why? Because v'hatanan, adam ud la'olam, bein er, bein yashe. So we know Tolda, frekul yitzchol chanan, hafla v'fela. He says, according to the Ravid, the way the Mishlam Melech understood the Ravid, there's a tremendous nafkemina if someone is mazik b'kavana, or if someone's mazik shaloi b'kavana. What's the nafkemina? If you're a Shomer and it was Balavimoy. And if you're Mazik B'Kavana, then you're a regular Adam Mazik, you're not going to have the Ptura of Balavimoy. But if you did it Shaloi B'Kavana, we look at you as Pshia B'Bailim, and the Halach is going to be Potter. So Freikov Yitzchak Al-Khan, and that's the Tol they say of Lav Kiyotzvam. The Gemara said, what's the difference between Er and Yashen? At the end of the day, Luchayr, it's Tol they say in Kiyotzvam, they're both Chayiv, I have the Nafkamina. Why didn't the Gemara say Tol they say in Lav Kiyotzvam, Echabzach and Nafkamina, Shmir B'Bailim? Half of this is Rebbe Zalchan's cash. The second cash he asks is that the Gemara Masechta is Bava Kama Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara beginning of Perek Haminiach has an Iboya. Hamazik Ishtoi Betashmish Hamito. If someone is Mazik Ishtoi Betashmish Hamito, is he Chayv or is he Potter? Right, keeping the Breshus of it. Potter, Oidumi Boyle the Yune. Right, the Gemara says only he's doing the Maisa. Kargoylam, Yene Gemara. Nechshav Kilush. She's doing a Maisa because she's having Ano. That's a whole Sugya. Freik, Rabbi Yisrael Chanan. That's Poshit in the Gemara. that as it relates to the husband clapping the wife, she is shal to him. Right? That was a mefurish gemara. The Rav Magid was matmi on the Ravid that it kind of works the other way around too. But the fact that it's always balavimai, that she is always a balavimai clapping the husband, that's a mefurish gemara. If that's the case, fraked Reb Yitzchak Chanan that why is a mazik as ishtay betashmish amita chayiv? Why don't we say that being that he was mazik shalei b'kavana, it's pashut it was shalei b'kavana. If that's the case, then what emerges is it's a nice hezek shalei b'kavana, which is the equivalent thereof to a pshia, and it should be potter out of all of imai. Is that's mamish the Ravid's case, right? The Ravid's case is where a woman, she was mazik shalei b'kavana, but because of this high level, very broad ball of imoy that exists between husband and wife based on the ishus. So the halacha is he's going to be potter. What do you mean? You're a mazik. Forget about ball of imoy. Don't mean that. You're a mazik. Talk to Mishum. That the Ravid says it's true. Mazik bekavana, we wouldn't be having this conversation. But for a mazik shalei bekavana, we are having this conversation. A mazik shalei bekavana is treated no different than a pesheya. Clap. So if you're in a scenario, balavima with pshiba b'aylamas potter, you're going to be potter. You should say the same thing. And why don't you say balavima? Says Rabbi Schachana, you have to say the teretz is pasha. What's the teretz? What's the chiluk between a mazik esishtei b'tash shamita and isha shavra kelim? Isha shavra kelim is adam da azik momen. But a mazik esishtei b'tash shamita, that's adam da azik adam. That you have halacha balavima is the type that I'm borrowing this item right now. I'm a shoyal on this item. I'm a soicher on this item. So there, the sugi is a balavima. It rather just so happens that I was mazik a shalei b'kavano. We view that as a pshia, and as a result, you're going to have the halacha pshia b'baylam, which is going to be potter. But if someone is azik the adam, the azik adam, what are you going to say? You're going to be potter. You're a shoyal on the person, and even if you're a shoyal on the person, he said, but that's already a whole different sugi. That's the sugi of chayv b'chaveroi. There's no way you can learn it from Adam the Azik. Adam the Azik moment, that's where you have all the sugyas of Shoimrim. But Adam the Azik Adam, there you don't have the sugyas of Shoimrim. Yizicha would not be able to learn Adam the Azik Adam from Adam the Azik moment, like the Gemara says throughout Shas, and as a result, says Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan. That's why, even though the Ravid said that Isha Sheshavra Kalim, the Shas Melachle Seh, even though she's an Adam Amazik, but Adam Amazik Shleib Kavana has the Ptur Balavimoy, but Amazik is Ishtai B'tash Meshamita, where there it's Adam the Azik Adam, even though you have the same chesh, you have even a better cheshben of Balavimoy, but then you're dealing with Chavala. Right, we spoke of Reb Chaim, Chavala, and Adam Mazik Mammon is Chaluk B'Yasai, but Pashit, there it's already different, it's a whole different parasha, it's a whole different Indian, and it's Pashit, there you're not going to have the Aloch of Balavimoy.